Scriptures reveal we all come from one man. In Acts 17:26-6, it says, "From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their land." God wants us to identify the racism we may have in our hearts, actions, and words. We're called to recognize God's divine image and likeness in our neighbors. Any actions we take should be accompanied by prayer. Let's call on the Lord to heal the wounds of racism in our city, county, state, and country. Father God, we confess having injustice toward people of any color, race, ethnicity, tribe, or tongue, against the wicked sin of racism that is completely opposite to your gospel, Jesus Christ. We confess the need to model as a church racial unity, racial reconciliation, and racial love. We confess we overlook this divisive sin and fail to examine our hearts, minds, words, and deeds. We thank you that your word says, "But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they're going because the darkness has blinded them." Forgive us, O Lord, for any time we have hated someone and as a result have walked around blindly and in darkness. We thank you, Father, that you even spoke to Samuel or through Samuel to Samuel by the Lord to not consider the appearance of David when he was picking someone as for king or at his height, for you've rejected him. But Lord, you said to not look at the things people look at, that people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. We thank you, God, that you look at our hearts and not our outward appearance, but we ask for forgiveness for looking at the outward appearance of people and judging, criticizing, creating walls between because of that appearance. Forgive us, O Lord. In 1 Timothy 5:21, you charge us in the name of Jesus Christ and in the sight of God and the elect angels to keep your instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism. Forgive us, O Lord, for being showing favoritism to anyone for any reason that has caused walls between us and created this racist undertone. In Ephesians 2:14, we have the glorious news that Jesus Christ, you came to bring peace to us. You are the one that unites Jews and Gentiles into one people. When in your own body on the cross, you broke down the wall of hostility that separates us. We are so grateful for that. So dear Father, today our world feels more divided. Please guide us as we strive to find our way to reconciliation. Jesus, you were able to reach across every ethnic boundary, Romans, Jews, Samaritans, to bring them together. And you gave them a chance to see the truth. Help us, Father God, to break down these same barriers in our own communities. Enable us to dismantle the racial systems we have in place so that our communities can come together and heal. Help us to learn and honor each other. Open our eyes and the society around us to see how they're contributing to racial injustice. And if there's any place where we have hurt one another, grant us the power to change. Father, we thank you that you know how to make this happen. And you've taught us to protect those who struggle to defend themselves, and you stand up for the needy. And so, Father, we thank you that you are the one that can bring unity. May we examine our hearts and look to see if there's any area that needs to be changed in Jesus' name.